朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Birthday party 可以随便不来聚会。
To want the Lord to have the first place in our lives should be something that's very obvious. But for us to miss Sunday so that our kids may have birthday party on Sundays.
弟兄姊妹，我们绝对不是律法主义啊。
And I want to let everybody know that we're not in the realms of legalism.
但是当我们真正知道神的旨意跟神怎样祝福他的儿女的时候
，We know the will of God and God's principle as how He blesses His children.
当我们尊重他，他就尊重我们。
When we respect the Lord, when we honor the Lord, He will honor us.
当我们藐视他，我们就全然被藐视。
When we despise Him, then we will utterly be despised.
啊，这是神借着神人去责备老以利的话。
And this is what God spoke to the Eli through the man of God.
我们很感谢主，刚才Christina 提到的一个点，就是要从勇士的角度回头看我们今生所坚持所在乎的事。
Thanks to Christina for mentioning that we often don't look from the perspective of eternity onto the things that we're struggling with, the things that we're holding on to.
我相信很多我们今天放不下不肯这个降服的事情，我们那个时候都会后悔，为什么不顺服主？
And we will discover when eternity does come that we will regret the fact that we were not willing to let go of these things.
这两天有两件小事情很感动我。
There are a couple of small things happening in my life that's touched me.
第一件事情是今天早上有一个姊妹糊里糊涂的，她把日光节约时间调错方向。
One thing is a sister. Time in the wrong direction this morning.
他不光是忘了调，早来一个小时，他是调错方向，早来两个小时。
So she's here 2 hours earlier than everyone else.
可是他很喜的抱着他那个才不到两岁的孩子，站在这边跟着 worship team 一起唱诗，他一点都没有埋怨。
So she was right here with her 2-year-old kid and just singing praise the Lord, not even complaining.
这一类的糊涂是蒙悦纳的。
This category of foolishness are accepted by the Lord.
刚才国豪报告说今天有从来没这样子准时过10点这么多。我希望我们的准时不是因为糊涂而准时。
As our brother Robin announced earlier that maybe we're here on time because of our foolishness, but I pray that we're not here because of.
我看到丽丽抱着小孩在那里唱歌，她说：“哎呀，她这样子也真好。
”And I see Lily standing here with her kid and singing and say, "This is really wonderful too."
那第二件事情我很感动的。
The second thing that that really moved me.
我星期五晚上其实已经累到我这个走路都喘气。我本来想打电话给 Cupertino 说我不去了。
Friday night I was really exhausted to the point where I was breathing hard. Walking, so I was going to call the Cupertino Fellowship and say I was going to come tonight.
结果没有想到我在聚会的里面听他们回馈上个礼拜的见证，我非常感动。
And when I was listening on the reflection of the testimony from last week, I was very touched.
虽然不是什么惊天动地、刻骨铭心的见证。
Though there weren't testimonies that kind of that shook heaven or anything like that.
但是你却看见弟兄姊妹在信心的里面，大家认真，他们被主改变。
You discovered that the brothers and sisters were serious in the meetings and they're willing to be changed and transformed by the Lord.
有一对夫妻，他们两个吵架，旁边有人问说：“你们是为了让主居首位而吵架吗？”他说：“是。
”And so a couple next to them were arguing, and as they were arguing, people were asked, "Were you arguing so that the Lord would have the first place in your life?" They said, "Yes, that's why we were arguing."
但是主却介入他们的吵架，让他们在里面有属灵的学习。
And the Lord actually entered into the argument so they may have spiritual lessons in the process of it.
我也听到其他的见证，我非常的感动，不见得是苦不听到小组的。我发现弟兄姊妹没有被这样子的信息吓到。
And I thank the Lord, the testimony I've heard from other brothers and sisters, and that you're not frightened by such a message.
我祷告会的时候，曾经跟祷告会同工们分享过啊。
In the prayer meeting, I shared with the brothers and sisters there.
上个礼拜，我跟于淑母两个祷告，都决定同时在中英文讲这篇信息。
So two weeks ago, as Sister Nancy and myself were praying, we both agreed that this is the moving of the Lord that we would deliver the same message.
讲到成为门徒的条件跟代价，其实这个信息是很高的。我说我四十多年来当基督徒从来没听过。
The price that is to be paid for disciples of to be a disciple of the Lord is a message that has seldom been heard in the past 40 years.
但是我们却感谢主，不管在中文组、在英文组，我们听到非常正面的回应，而且弟兄姊妹愿意来遵行。
We thank the Lord that we heard a lot of positive responses both in the Chinese and the English meetings, and everybody have a very good attitude and wanted to practice it.
所以我实在很感谢主哈。
And again, I really want to thank the Lord.
所以我的疲倦失去了。
And I lost my fatigue.
所以我那天回到家，我也跟于师母分享。
So that day when I got home Friday night, I was sharing with Sister Nancy.
好，今天我们要来讲感恩啊，我插出去讲感恩。
And today we're gonna kind of get out of our path for just a moment and talk about Thanksgiving.
我是觉得从前时间过得很快，觉得一天很快过去，后来觉得一个礼拜很快过去，后来一个月，现在是一年。
I used to feel that time goes by so quickly, and a day would just flee, and then a week, and then a month, now a year.
我相信早晚有一天我会觉得这一生过得真快。
And sooner or later, I will discover this life has passed me by very quickly.
那天当我要跟这个世界讲 farewell 再见的时候。
That day when I say farewell to this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们抓住我们的时间，我们好好有一些很重要的权教我们要操练的。
Brothers, we pray that there's some fundamentals that we need to hold on to, that we need to practice.
感恩是一件非常重要的事情。
Giving thanks is something that is very important.
我们千万不要以为只是为了感恩节。
But do not think that we're giving thanks just because the season of Thanksgiving.
任何一个好的习惯，它可以让我们终身受益无穷。
Any good habit will cause us great benefits for the rest of our life.
那更不要说圣经里面告诉我们重要的事情。
And not to say the important things are mentioned in Scripture.
所以《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章十六节到十八节这里讲到的三件事情，我们每一个人一定要好好操练。
So First Thessalonians chapter 5, these three things that are mentioned, we ought to practice it.
今天背诵的经文讲到我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，这三件很重要的事。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks.
重要到一个地步，圣经上说这是神向我们定的旨意。
It's so important. The scripture says that these things are the will of God concerning us.
重要到一个地步，它不是可有可无的了，它是神的旨意了。
It is not something that you could do or do without, but it is the will of God.
它是神的命令了。
It's God's command now.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望我们所有还没有学会感恩的人，我们都要学。
So, brothers and sisters, I pray that all of us who have not yet learned to give thanks, we need to practice and learn it.
就算我们觉得会了，我们还要晋升。
Even though we think that okay, we already know it, but we need to go and grow.
然后你会发现，当你学会这个好习惯的时候
，and we discover as we've learned and cultivated this habit,
我们是第一个蒙恩的人。
We are the first one that will be blessed.
而且我们越蒙恩越多，恩上加恩。
And the more we are blessed, there is more grace that is to come.
真的，我相信所有操练这方面的人，你自己都会做这个见证的。
And I believe anyone who has put this to practice in your life, you can testify of this.
你越感恩，恩典越多。
The more you're thankful, the more grace you receive.
弟兄姊妹，我们越感恩，你就发现我原来我在主的面前蒙恩比从前还要多。
And the more you're thankful, the more you discover I receive so much from the Lord than time passed.
今天我们在讲这个感恩习惯以前，我们先退回一步，或者往上一步看一点大的事情。
So before we go into the details of the message today, let's take a step higher or go a little higher, look down from a higher elevation.
因为很多的时候我们讲感恩，我们都把注意力看在我们周围的事情。
Because a lot of time when we talk about Thanksgiving, our focus is on the immediate things around our lives.
如果你要因为事情而感恩的话，那除非那件事情是大家都羡慕的事情。
And if you really want to give thanks to certain events or things in your life,You can only do that when everyone agrees that that's something that's worth giving thanks for.
其实好几年感恩节的时候，我跟于师母从外面来看都好辛苦。
But for many, many years already, Sister Nancy and myself, from the outward circumstances, in this time in the season of Thanksgiving, we are very, very tired.
先不要讲我们个人的软弱。所以弟兄姊妹，其实感恩最大的第一个难处就是我们把恩典当作理所当然 ，take it for granted.
A lot of times, the first problem that we have is we take the grace that we receive for granted.
有一次我跟于师母在这个我 忘了在纽约还是在哪里走路的时候，啊，在旧金山走路的时候。
So Nancy, we were walking.
去办护照。
In San Francisco, we were taking care of our visa for travel.
好，我们那天看到一个 homeless people 在外面跟人家要钱。
We saw a homeless person who was begging for money on the street.
好，这个我就跟他讲，我说我从前看到，有一个小故事，讲到有一个人每一天下班出来回家的路上，就有一个人在里面跟他要钱。
And I remember a story that I often told that a man who would after he get off work he would come across a person who would beg him for money.
好，所以他每一天就给他一些钱，例如说五块钱哈。我想这个故事大概是台湾的，五块美金，其实每天给五块呢，自己都活不了了。
The story probably came out of Taiwan, but every day the man gave the person $5.
那么结果有一天他下来的时候呢，他变成开始给他三块钱还是两块钱。
So one day he came off work and he only had $3, so he gave the man $3.
那第一次给呢，这个人还没有 complain， 没有抱怨，想他大概今天钱带的不够。
Days after he kind of did the same. So this man who's been receiving money from this person.At the very first, he wasn't complaining. He probably thought, well, he probably didn't have enough money on.
啊，没想到第二天、第三天都是这样，变成只给他两块钱了。
And then discovering the following day, the third day, he only got $3 from the man.
他说：“你以前每天给我五块，为什么现在给我两块？”
So this beggar says, "You've been giving me $5 every day. How come you're only giving me two now?"
哦，他说：“因为我们最近生了一个孩子，要买尿布、买奶啊，很多事情。”
So the man says, "We recently have a child. We need to have some money to take care of."Child for diapers and food.
Oh, 我没想到这个乞丐好生气哦。
And the beggar all of a sudden got very angry.
他说：“你怎么可以拿我的钱去养孩子呢？”
So how can you take my money to raise your child?
久了就理所当然。
And after a while, you feel that obviously it belongs to me.
所以没有的时候我们就埋怨。
So when we don't have it, we begin to complain.
啊，因为我们习惯把什么东西都当作是理所当然。
Because we very easily treat everything as something that is very obvious that belongs to us.
很多的时候都是在我们失去的时候，我们才体会到原来它的价值跟恩典。
Only when we have lost it, we realize its worth and its value.
我们埋怨爸爸妈妈管我们太严，结果有一天父母突然去世了，我们才后悔。哎呀，原来他们这么重要。
We complain about how strict mom and dad has been, and one day we lose our parents and we discover how important our parents have been to us.
好，我们能够。要站就站起来，要做就做下去。等到有一天我们半身不遂的时候，才发现原来都是恩典。
We stand when we want to stand, we sit when we want to sit. Until one day we're lying there, we cannot do those things. We discover everything is grace.
我们原来刷牙、整口、随便牙刷游来游去都没事。等到有一天抽神经痛得不得了，发现不能碰，才晓得都是恩典。
And we brush our teeth every single day, not a problem. And until one day we have a root canal.Discover everything is grace.
弟兄姊妹，不要把它都当作理所当然。
Brothers, don't treat everything as something that is obvious or very casual that it belongs to you.
我今年在欧洲的时候讲到这件事情。
And when I was in Europe this year and I spoke of this example,
我特别用约伯记第一章的例子。
I used Job chapter 1.
这是在我很早以前我在香柏木期刊投稿写的一篇文章，叫做《那道看不见的篱笆》The Invisible Fence.
And I wrote an article in the Cedar Monthly many years ago about the invisible fence.
撒旦在这里控告约伯。
Satan came and accused Job.
他说他爱你，难道是没有原因的吗
？He said to God, "This man loved you. Did he love you without a reason?"
啊，不是因为你在他周围围上的篱笆，你保护他和他的家人和他一切所有的吗
？Isn't it because you erected a fence around his life that you protected his family and all that he possessed?
记得哈，不是因为你用篱笆保护他、他的家人和他一切所有的。
Did you raise this fence to protect him, his family, and all that he possessed?
神说好。我篱笆撤掉，你不可以取他的命。
So God says, "Okay, I will remove the fence."
其他的随便你做。
You cannot touch his life, but you can do all things unto him.
弟兄姊妹，在神一许可的时候
，At the moment God allowed it,
当天里面约伯所有的产业，骆驼、羊群、牛群、仆啊，连包括他的孩子，一天里面全部都失去了。
that same day, he lost all his livestock, all his possessions, including his children.
所以我那天写了一篇文章，叫做《那一道看不见的篱笆》，The Invisible Fence.
So that day, I wrote this article, The Invisible Fence.
弟兄姊妹，不要把所有的东西当作理所当然。
Don't treat everything very casually as something that is very obvious.
我跟你说，神只要把我们那道看不见的篱笆一撤走，今天我们通通垮。
God is removing that fence from our lives, we would, all of our lives would fall.
盗贼来偷窃、杀害和毁坏，他无所不做。
If the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, he would do all things.
所以你千万不要以为你家庭幸福值得夸口，你要感恩。
Don't think that I have a very good family life and you boast of it, but be thankful.
不要以为我有健康是理所当然的，要感恩呢。
Don't think that I have health that is something very casual, very obvious, but give thanks for it.
要为着我们的家人感恩，为着我们的教会感恩，为着我们有一切所有的，我们要来感谢神。
Give thanks for our families, for our church, for all that we have. Give thanks.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
刚才我们讲到视为理所当然是我们不容易感恩的原因，还有呢。
And we just talked about the fact that we weren't giving thanks because we treat everything as obvious.
难道只有一件事吗？
Is that the only reason?
人的不知足。
We're not satisfied.
我们永远看我们没有得到的。
We always focus on the things that we don't have.
我们永远看我们没有的。
We always focus on the things that we don't possess.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到人的不知足。
But this talks about the dissatisfaction.
圣经讲贪财是万恶之根，被许多的愁苦这个刺透。
The scripture says that the love of money is the root of all evil.
同样的，对任何的事情，只要我们贪，只要我们不知道感恩，不知道知足，其实我们都是愁苦的原因。
But I will tell you that we lust after anything and we long for anything so dearly that it literally becomes a source of our sorrow.
第三个，我刚刚说过了，我们不知道感恩，因为我们把感恩建筑在外面看得见、摸得着，或是今生的所谓的祝福。
But again, I say that oftentimes we don't know how to think, give thanks because we give thanks based on the things that we have, we lay hold of in this life.
我们忽略了许多的祝福其实是看不见的。
We neglect that the fact that so many of our, so much of the blessings that we receive are the things that's unseen.
很多的祝福是永恒的。
Many of the blessings are eternal.
是生命里面的。
They are within our lives.
是跟神之间的。
It's a relationship with God.
而这些东西的恩典远远远远超过地上任何其他的恩典。
And these things surpass any physical things or anything that we may possess in this world.
但是很可惜的，就是属肉体的人，就是习惯。活在看得见的里面。
But sadly, when we live in the flesh, we love the things of the flesh.
所以我们的感恩只建筑在看得见的事上。
So our thanksgiving is only established upon the things that these physical eyes can see.
那不是说看得见的恩典不重要，也不要误会。
I'm not telling you that the things that you can see with your physical eyes are not important.
连大卫都说，我若不是在活人之地得见你的恩惠，我早就上当。
David says, unless I'm in, among the, in the land of the living, I would have lost my hope.
我们的确需要外面的恩典也来支持我们，来激励我们啊。
We need these outward blessings to sustain us, encourage us.
哎呀，看见病得到了医治了，看见孩子们改变了，看见教会兴旺了，哦，看见这个婚姻破裂被神拯救，我们都会感谢，我们需要这些。
We are healed, we're made well, we see our children revived, we see our church revived, and all these things we need to give thanks for the Lord.
但是我们不是只建筑在这些事情上。
But we cannot establish our thanksgiving only on these things.
很多我就不多说了。
There are many things that I cannot go into detail.
尤其是现代的人，从小环境都很舒服。
But I have to say that this day and age, oftentimes our circumstances are quite comfortable.
有时候像温室的花朵。
Just like a flower that is in a greenhouse.
没有经过风雨的洗礼，所以我们这个人很脆弱。
It hasn't gone through any storm, so it's very fragile.
我们经不起挫折，经不起拒绝，经不起失落。
And we cannot endure difficulties or people that were reject us.
所以为什么穷人家长出来的孩子懂得容易懂得感恩？
And oftentimes we discover that those who grow up in an impoverished family, they know how to give thanks.
因为他真的穷过。
Because he's been poor.
他不会说，哎呀，怎么没有东西吃？那就杀牛啊。
How come we have nothing to eat? Or let's go kill that calf outside.
怎么会冷呢？去买个貂皮大衣嘛。
Why are we cold? Just let's go buy that mink jacket.
怎么会迟到呢？就买个跑车啊。那真是太有钱了。
How come we're late? Let's just go buy a sports car because we can take care of everything with money.
等到你穷到一个地步，你连买张公共汽车的票都没有，你必须自己在风雨中走好几里路。
when you are so impoverished that you don't even have the money to purchase a bus ticket, you have to walk many miles in the midst of a storm.
等到你穷到你进到 7-Eleven 只剩下三毛五，不知道能买什么。
And then when you walk in the 7-Eleven, all you have is 35 cents in your pocket. You don't know what is the one thing that you're going to get.
直到你在外面冰天雪地里面没有房子住，不知道怎么办，躲在跟 homeless people 过一夜。
And until you are freezing in the cold.And you have no place to live, and you find yourself next to the shelter of someone who's homeless.
回到家里面，我们才会感恩。
And you come into the warmth of your house, then you give thanks.
因为我们做的太舒服了。
Because we've been way too comfortable.
所以我们鼓励年轻的孩子去 mission trip， 就是这样子。
So we encourage the young people to go on these mission fields or mission trips.
而且越苦的越好。
The harder it is, the better it is.
阿爸们
，Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们需要经过一些的环境，我们才知道所有的东西都是恩典。
We need to encounter some circumstances to understand everything is grace.
所以我在医院里面每次都羡慕马路上那些人来人往的人。
And when I was in the hospital, when I look out the window, I often admire those who walk on the sidewalk.
我巴不得我尽快我头上的绷带、我身上的痛苦、身上的管子能够赶快擦去、拔掉，我可以正常的过生活。
How I wish all the bandages on my head and all the tubes that are in my body would be taken away, that I could live as a normal person.
可是你发现马路上的人没有人这样子感谢，他们可以在马路上自由的。
But you discover those who are walking the sidewalk, nobody's just really thankful for where they are right now.
可以看见他们在吵架，可以看见他们满脸愁容，可以看见他们不快乐。
You discover that they're arguing, they're not satisfied with things in life.
我说我那次开完刀的时候，看见影子里面居然我有两个耳朵，我都高兴的眼泪下来了。哎呀，我已经好多年看不到两个耳朵。
I told everyone that after surgery, my shadow, I actually saw 2 years, and I was shedding tears of thanksgiving because so many years I could only see one.
那天就挂着一个大瘤在脸上，两个耳朵的影子都看不到。
And every single day I had a huge tumor on one side, and I could only see one side of my ear.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要讲，我这两个点过去两年都讲了，我们要操练，一定要操练。
These 2 points I spoke of in the last few years, and we got to put it to practice.
培养感恩的习惯。
Have a habit of giving thanks.
去年余师母也讲到，让感恩成为我们生活的常态。
Sister Nancy also said, make Thanksgiving a norm in our lives last year.
不要只是我们感恩节才做的。
Not that it's just something that we do just doing Thanksgiving.
成为我们一个很自然的事情。
Something that is very natural for us.
随时感恩，及时感恩，而且真实的向人表达感恩。
Whenever, right away, and genuinely express thanks to others.
在师父尊跟别人。骑马出去郊外休息的时候，他们都在觉得，哎呀，天气真好，真感谢主。
Spurgeon, when he's out preaching on horseback, he would just thank God for the wonderful weather.
他马上就从马上跳下来，跪在地上，就向神献上感谢。
He immediately got off his horse, got on his knees, and thanked God for that.
要随时的，不要想说我羡慕成为一个感恩的人，就是要做 do it.
We need to do it right away. Don't long to be someone that is giving thanks all the time, but do it.
我给大家一分钟，现在起来至少向三个五个人说谢谢。
尤
其你妈妈、爸爸妈妈在的，请你们下去跟他说。
One minute to go say thank you to at least 3 to 5 people.
向你的同工，向你的组长，向任何人，一分钟好就要回来。
To your coworkers, 1 minute.
不要怕，谢谢。谢谢。爸爸妈妈，谢谢。
爸爸，
It's me, right? 谢谢。所有来不及的回家做。
All those who did not have enough time to do this, you need to do it when you get home.
弟兄姊妹要真的要抓住机会说谢谢。
Run, sister, we need to lay hold of every opportunity to say thank you.
不光要随时，要及时。
Not just whenever, but immediately.
我知道很多人都做过这样子的见证，他正后悔没有在他最爱的人走之前对他表达谢谢。
I know a lot of people regret it that they did not have the opportunity to say thank you to the loved ones that has passed.
有很多的时候连说谢谢的机会都没有。
A lot of times we don't even have the opportunity to say thank you.
刚才余师母说她喉咙坏掉了。
Sister Nancy was saying that she is suffering some harm in her vocal cord.
然后我就祷告主，求主一定要保守她的喉咙。
So I pray, Lord, please protect her vocal cord.
可以被主用。
That she may be continually be used by the Lord.
我常举一个例子，一个弟兄，他也是咽喉癌，所以他整个要切掉，包括他的声带都要被破坏。
And a brother who had cancer in his throat, and to the point where he's actually got a surgery with damage to the vocal cord.
手术完，他再也不能讲话了。
And after the operation, he knew he wouldn't be able to speak anymore.
所以之前他到处去跟人家说谢谢，说感恩的话。
So right before surgery, he went and said thank you to everyone he knew.
弟兄姊妹，因为他知道时间不多。
He knew he didn't have enough time.
就连医生要开刀之前，他又从手术台上再给我一分钟，让我下来跟神最后一次赞美。
And right before a minute, right before the operation, right before the knife fell, he said, "Doctor, let me come down and give thanks to God."
不是没有声音不能赞美，而是他趁着我还有声音，我要用我的声音再一次赞美神。
It's not that he can't give thanks without a voice, but he wanted to say something to God when he still had a voice.
要随时，要及时，然后要真实。
Whenever, right away, and be genuine.
不要表面说哎谢了哈。
Don't just say, "Hey, all right, thanks."
啊，你知道我谢谢你。
You know I thank.
啊，用真实的话来讲。
Be genuine with your heart.
啊，有一次有个牧师在走路的时候，有一个很穷的小女孩，全身破破烂烂的。
A pastor was walking down the street one day, and there was a very impoverished girl. She was wearing rags.
她拿一个小的牛皮纸袋给牧师。
He brought a wrinkled up paper bag.
那牧师打开来，里面就是几颗糖。
And there are a few candies inside.
他问她为什么。
And the pastor asked the little girl why.
啊，他说这是我省下的我最爱吃的糖，他我要给你，我要谢谢你。
He said these are the candies that I've saved up and I want to give them to you.
他说因为你赐给我一个新的爸爸 ，a new daddy.
Because you've given me a new daddy.
他的爸爸是一个醉酒多年，把全家弄得乱七八糟的。
His dad was a drunkard and he has wrecked his entire family.
这个牧师带着他信主，他爸爸。
But this pastor brought his father to Christ. His dad was really changed. So this little girl brought her very best and came and thanked the pastor. The way of thanksgiving is not all that important. But a genuine thanksgiving is most important. God sees our heart. And even if you don't know how to pray out loud, but just with those small voices and say, Jesus, I thank you.
你用圣经上歌本上的一句歌词来感谢主，主都喜悦的。
With a verse in the hymns, and you just come and recite it to the Lord will delight at those.
第二个要凡事谢恩。
And then again, in all things, give thanks.
要学习在每一件事情。
That in everything.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说为事情的本身感谢。
I'm not telling everyone to give thanks for the event at hand.
你长癌症本身没什么好感谢的。
To have cancer.Really can't give thanks for the fact that you have cancer.
所以我们不是要为了每一件事情感恩。
We're not giving thanks for every thing that is happening.
而是在每一件事情上，我们带着感恩的心。
But in the midst of going through all these things, we carry a heart of thanksgiving.
医生跟我说你长了癌症了，我不是说主啊，我感谢你让我长癌症。
And when the doctor tells us that we have cancer, we don't say, "Oh God, I thank you for giving me cancer."
而是我们对着说主，就算我长癌症，我还是要感谢你，我知道你有恩典。
But we say, "God, even though I have cancer, I thank you because there's more than enough grace with you."
你被警察挡下来，给你一张 ticket 好贵哦，409块。
Nowadays tickets are very expensive. They're like $409.
我讲，因为我最近拿到我这一辈子的第二张 ticket.
I know this because I received the second ticket in my entire life.
我前面开了快30年没有拿过 ticket. 我最近这个5年里面拿了2张。
In the past 30 years, I haven't gotten anything, but in the past 5 years, I received 2 tickets.
我没有说我拿到 ticket. 我说主啊，赞美你，我终于拿到 ticket.
I did say, God, thank you. I finally got a ticket.
我怎么样？我要为了这件事情，我还是感谢神。
And for this thing, I still thank the Lord.
我虽然他让人不舒服，心疼得不得了哈，可几乎是 iPhone
啊。Though we're uncomfortable and we feel bad, it's like giving an iPhone away.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹，主的恩典就是够，他给我们的恩典远远超过这些。
But His grace is more than sufficient. It's more than all.
而且让我学习要 discipline myself, 不要那么 efficient.
That I need to learn to discipline myself, not to be so efficient on the road.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我们要学习，学习凡事谢恩。
So we need to give thanks to the Lord for all things.
要数出恩典，要一一的数。
And we count our blessings and count them one by one.
不要看你少掉了400多块。
Don't look at the $400-some that you lost.
你要感谢神，如果不是借着这些，有一天我可能撞车撞人。
You need to thank the Lord that unless of this, I have this ticket, maybe I would have an even worse car. car accident.
可能是我受伤，可能是别人受伤，或者车子受伤也不止409卡。
Either I get hurt, someone else get hurt, or the damage to my car is more than $400.
那弟兄姊妹，我们对事情、对人，常常都是看没有的，所以我们不高兴。
So a lot of times in events and people and things, we look at the things that they don't have and we don't have.
哎，我们嫌爸爸妈妈管我们啰嗦，天天叫我做功课。你没有想到他天天为你做饭，让你住房子，给你买车，给你买这么多的东西。他做的我们不看，他不做的我们就生气。
You complain that mom and dad nags me all day about doing my homework. We don't just realize that they gave me a roof to stay under, fed me, clothed me.
啊，你们光看于弟兄天天叫我们读经、祷告，要来参加祷告会，要参加 discipleship。啊，你不看我背后花多长时间？
And all you say is, Pastor, you want us to attend this meeting, attend that meeting, read the Bible, and pray. You don't realize how much time I've spent.Before telling you all,
你们参加退休会，哎，我怎么住这样子的房子？哎，我们怎么吃这样子的菜？你没想到多少同工多少天没睡觉在这里办这个退休会。
Yeah, when we go to retreat, we say, I stay in a room like this, I eat a meal like this. We don't discover that so many coworkers go through countless sleepless nights so that we will have a retreat.
所以为什么夫妻会越来越吵架，越来越不愉快？因为我们都看对方没有了，不看对方有的。
Couples argue all the time because oftentimes we look at what the other person don't have, we don't look at what they do have.
你要怎么看别人比你强？
How do you esteem others better than you?
他的确很多地方比不上你。
Yes, they may have a lot of things that's not as good as you.
但是你要看他有的，不要看他没有。
But you need to focus on the things that that person has, not what he does not have.
知识比不上你，成就比不上你，这个钱财比不上你，可是他有一颗善良的心，我没有。
Maybe he's not as smart as you, maybe he's not as wealthy as you, but he's got a good heart.You don't have.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学会在凡事上来谢恩，要数足恩典，要一一的数。
We need to learn to give thanks in all things and count our blessings one by one.
我没有时间再讲了，我最后用一个问题结束。
I don't have the time to keep going. I'm going to conclude with a question.
当然，这个问题对你们年轻孩子可能不太有用。
Yes, this question may not be as applicable for those of you who are younger.
因为你们那个乱七八糟的人生还没开始。
Because your confusing and chaotic life has not yet begun.
如果我们的人生可以重来一遍的话
，If we can do over with our lives，
哪三件事情
？What are the three things？
或是三个人，或是 whatever，or
three people，
是你在来生，你再有一次，再活一次的时候，你非有不可，你一定要有的。
And you would know that if you were to do it again， you would absolutely choose those three things or three people to build your life。
有人可能说，我来生一定还是要男生。
Somebody would say, if I were to do it over, I want to be a man.
我希望我明年，不是明年，我再活一次的时候，我一样像我现在长得这么帅。我不是讲我，我是讲你们。
I would be just as handsome as I am.
或者我一定要再娶她，她太好了。
I am going to marry her again because she is the best.
或者我一定想再生在这个家里面。
Or God, I want to be born in this family.
或者我能够做我今天所从事的职业。
And I want to be able to do exactly what I'm doing now.
就是哪三件事情是你来生非有不可的？
What are the three things that you absolutely want to have?
你要写五件也可以。
If you want to write five things, that's good too.
但是我就想问一下。
But I want to ask you.
你有肠胃的这三件，你目前拥有的是感谢什么？
And for these three things, have you thanked God for them?
我相信我们在座的人第一件事情都说我一定要再信耶稣主啊你一定要让我认识你
And I bet every one of us would say Lord I wish I know I want to believe in you I want to be your child again
那其他的是什么
What are the other things
我们感谢过吗
Have we given you thanks
我们常常感谢吗
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹很高兴你的收听也盼望你的来信如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。